Hey everyone, welcome to Season 2, Episode 1 of Oddcast. Your host Daniel speaking. To our left, we have John Luke.
What up, guys?
Alright, after that, we have Tati in the corner.
Hey.
Jared across from me.
Hi.
Got Julian.
Hello.
And we have George.
Hola.
Okay. So I'm the host this week. Should be interesting.
Oddball.
George, your Spanish is showing.
Solo habla español.
George's Spanish is not bad, I will say right now.
Bringing that Latin flair.
I heard him the other day, and I was impressed, I will say. So, I think we all have our topics, maybe. So
hopefully.
I think we're going to start off with Jean-Luc, right?
That is not what we agreed upon.
Oh. No, I'm sorry. maybe we're not. Who's starting?
I'm down.
George is starting. Okay, so George just got back from a week-long trip.
Yes, I did.
All right, George, hit us with it.
Well, we boarded in Miami, the Lure of the Seas, Royal Caribbean.
Okay.
Third largest ship in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a little city.
Third largest type of ship or ship?
Like cruise ship.
Known to man.
Really? Okay.
So far.
Wow.
What about the Enterprise?
Cruise ship.
Not starship.
Did you see like other boats next to you and they were super small?
Oh, yeah.
And you were
a bunch
just like,
of carnival
yeah.
ships. They were like tiny.
I'm on the Allure, baby.
Yeah. Alright, so we were in Mexico the first day in Cozumel. And we were going snorkeling on a boat. So I decided to, advertise my company. You know, that's what you do on vacation.
Of course.
Work, yeah.
And I pulled out the drone and we're on a boat. So the captain was freaking out, like, you have a drone and all this. I was like, yeah. In Spanish, it's all in Spanish. So I'm like, yeah, I do this for work. I can put together a little video for you or something. He's like, okay, yeah, that'd be awesome.
That's awesome.
All right.
Just like, here are my packages.
In Spanish.
Yeah.
I got a square.
I have a square right
now. Yeah.
So we're pulling out. The boat starts leaving. He's like, okay, we're going to pull away with the boat. But once we hit the dark water, you need to bring the drone down. And I said, okay, that's fine. So I'm flying the drone. And then there's like a top deck, so some of the people are coming up and checking it out, and there's this family from Russia that is just talking to me like nonsense, like, this is a drone, whatever. And so I'm trying to land. Now
yes.
He's like, stop talking to me, I'm flying a drone.
Yeah, Russia drone on you.
Yeah. Drone control you.
What?
So then he told me the captain just like popped his head up and was like, hey, we need to land it now. And the boat's moving, right?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to land it.
Uh-oh, return to home.
No. I didn't press return to home, but trying to land it as the boat's moving, so I'm getting really low, and then the Russian family is still talking to me, and then, like, every time I bring it down, like, to the surface,
yeah.
it'll, like, to get it,
yeah,
the
yeah.
boat just moves,
yeah.
you know? So it's like, this, I was like, this is going to be really hard. And then there's yeah. a little kid in the Russian family,
oh,
and
no.
it, like, almost hit him.
Oh, no.
So I'm freaking out now, like, I don't want to hurt someone on my vacation.
Yeah.
Like, so then I just had to grab the drone, and I got into an accident, and...
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. We're looking at a giant gash on George's pinky on both sides.
It was bad.
That's why you don't work on your vacation, George.
So what medical attention did you seek after this?
Well, I didn't want to look like an unprofessional person, so I just ran.
Did you tell the captain?
No.
He awesome. Took it
he's
like a champ.
Sharks. He's like, hands in the water. Sharks are drowning.
Why are there so many sharks circling the boat?
Yeah, exactly.
I just put a towel around it, and my sister, Adi, went down like to try to get bandages from the captain, nonchalant, and I just had
did
my
just
towel.
Like, bandages, like, you know, 30
yeah,
of them?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a roller bandage would be nice if you have it.
Some gauze.
Some stitching. Yeah, exactly. Nothing serious.
Got an ambulance back there.
Do you have the back?
By any chance?
And I poured some alcohol in it. Yeah, but no one noticed, so I got the job.
Wow. Yeah, so how did that go? Did you finish it, or what happened?
No, I have all the footage, but I'm going to put a little something for them together. I got their email, and he
nice.
Emailed me already. And it's a big company in Mexico that does, like, tourist stuff, so maybe I'll be moving to Mexico.
Huh? Okay.
Or nice. If you get the Mavic 2, then
apply
you send
here.
It there. Yeah.
There you go.
Never get out of bed.
That's scary. Does it really?
No.
I was going to say, imagine you can fly. I still think drones are crazy, though.
Oh, yeah.
What was the best meal you had on the cruise?
Best meal?
Best meal.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
That's
not a meal, sir.
Cheese.
Okay, so weird thing. Him and my sister would both order cheesecake. Adi would only eat the crust, and George would only
Who
eat...
Who only eats the crust?
The not the
That's
crust.
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
Cake.
And we would order two.
And then they would switch.
That's it. Teamwork.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you. You're not wasting anything.
I just don't like crust.
Really?
Just ever?
Any crust.
Nope.
Like,
go back to Mexico.
Anti-crust.
That was racist. We're not even Mexican. Yeah.
Go back to Mexico.
Yeah.
Super
racist.
Not Mexican.
Not that one.
No, in that one.
Okay.
Well, I don't eat crust on pies or anything like that either.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember cake having a crust. per se? Yeah.
Cheesecake definitely does. Yeah.
Cheesecake like is more like a pie.
Is it really cheesecake?
It's more like a cheese pie.
I would rather have cheesecake than cheese pie. That sounds weird.
Yeah. So basically, you just ate cheese.
The whole cruise.
And sugar.
Cheese and sugar. Cheese and sugar. Okay.
They did ask us before we got on the cruise. The first question they asked us was, do you have diarrhea?
Yeah. What happens if you say yes?
Yeah, you have to get quarantined like
really?
That.
Really? How do they do that? Not put you on the ship?
They lock you in your room.
They lock you in your room.
In the brig. And you're paying for this.
In the brig.
Paid vacation to a box.
Yeah.
They come in hazmat suits to give you food. You get
they tackle you?
Depending.
Are you kidding?
Wait, is this
no.
For real?
Yeah, it's real. My uncles went through it. They got like a flu or something. The guys locked them in the room. They get free pay-per-view because they got sick on the cruise and they were working.
That'll make up for it, being locked in a box during your cruise.
Free pay-per-view.
You got something to watch.
Yeah, I guess.
And they're like, they bring you food, but they're all hazmated out.
That's
and they
insane.
Gotta,
really. Yeah. Why is it so much different on a boat? Just
because
it's
everything
enclosed.
Is contained.
Yeah. And there's been a lot. There's been quite a few outbreaks where something like that happened, and then the whole ship, everyone gets sick.
You know, they have a morgue on all cruise ships. Basically, statistically, one person dies on every cruise.
Who's dying for a cruise, guys? Who's dying for a cruise? Who's dying to go?
We should get I Survived t-shirts.
You should.
Because we survived the cruise. We weren't that one person.
They also have a jail, apparently.
A brig.
Yeah, I'm sure
brig.
They have to.
Okay, how big is this ship?
Third biggest.
He said it's a mini city.
Yeah, fits 10,000 people.
How many?
No, 8,000.
Oh, well.
6,000 members, 2,000 crew.
You can fit that in like an arena.
Yeah.
Imagine an arena on the water.
A moving arena on the water.
Self-contained.
Okay, and rooms and quarters for everyone, and areas for entertainment.
Giant ballrooms.
Engine systems.
They're feeding all these people.
Amphitheaters.
So this is bigger than an arena boat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How many floors is it, do you know?
17
floors?
17 floors, yeah.
Think of a 17-floor building just floating on the water.
So what was your favorite excursion?
Kind of was my own made-up excursion.
Do tell.
Do tell.
So, as you know, I'm an Imagine Dragons super fan. Mm-hmm. So Friday, the album was released.
Of course.
Which was our day in Costa Maya, Mexico. So we paid $10 each of us to get access to the beach, and we had kayaks. So I took a kayak, took my phone and my AirPods, swam out to the middle of the Mexican Ocean by myself, just laid there in the sun, and listened to the album.
That's awesome.
The entire album.
Okay. Yeah.
That's incredible.
I think they were going very mainstream because they are so big, so they're getting more mainstream. And so, like he said, it's a little more poppy, very repetitive. But I still like it, just because I love them so much. I can't not like it. But it is more influenced by hip-hop. So, like, there's a lot of hip-hop beats in there. Like, lyrically, the way he sings is almost, not like he's rapping, but it's very, like, mainstream in the sense, like, with the triplets, you know, like, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, like, very percussive, like, singing. Yeah,
that's a good word.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like them so much. I can't not like anything.
He's biased.
Yeah.
Like, there's literally, like, out of all the music they've ever released, there's only one song I can think of that I like the least, but I still like it.
Which is?
America on Night Visions.
Really?
It's like a bonus track on their deluxe
like that
album.
One.
That's a great thing about art.
Yeah. When I listened to, I don't know if it was, what was the second album that they released?
Smoke and Mirrors?
Yes. Mm. When I listened to that one, the first time I listened to it through, I didn't really like it at all. Mm-hmm. But the second time I listened to it through, I liked it a little bit more, and I kept listening to it, and I really like those songs now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's the same thing. Didn't we talk about this before? Like, your mind gets more used to a pattern of music or something. But I think Imagine Dragons, their music is pretty different.
For me, I don't really listen to them much, but the only thing that makes them Imagine Dragons is the lead singer. Because besides that, their music is just so random. Like, it's not...
That's why I said they were genreless.
They really are genreless. Like, they're just so different. And, like, everywhere. If you only know it's them because their lead singer has that voice. Yeah. It's very distinct.
Very distinct.
But if it were anybody else singing, I would never think that's Imagine Dragons. If I just got a random stand-in, I'd be like, what band is this?
I think for me, just because I've seen them live 5 times and I really like them. Like, I know Wayne, the guitar player, like, there's certain things for me.
He knows him.
Make it right.
On a personal level. They text each other every now and then.
But, I feel like there's certain musical elements of it that I actually can recognize.
If you listen to it enough, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I hear the stuff on the radio. The main stuff, yeah.
But
which
doesn't
even mean it's the best stuff. Yeah. I feel a lot of times the best stuff is never what makes it on the...
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know, I'm like, how do you pick, like, what's your single? Like, who decides that?
And on Apple Music... Who decides which songs get
the
stars?
I think most streams.
Is it the most streams? Is that how they do it? Yeah. But when an album first drops, it has a star that no one's played it at all.
Really?
Yeah, when an album drops, there's a star already. I thought there
you
was
don't
a
know how many Georges listen to this already.
Right?
Band releases singles months in advance of the album dropping. It's supposed to like get you hyped for the actual album.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like the little, it's like a trailer. It's basically a trailer for an album.
Why don't you like that, George?
Because then, like, like with Imagine Spoilers. Dragons, yeah, they already released four songs, so the album came out. So now there's only eight new songs, mm-hmm. and I already heard the first four songs 20 times, so I don't like them as much as the new songs.
That's like watching experience. A trailer that has all the best parts in exactly. like an 8 minute span.
Which is why
and
Daniel
you're like,
doesn't watch trailers.
I have no self control to not hear or see before it comes out.
And again, why Jurassic World's Part 2 stunk.
I love that film.
Still haven't seen it.
I haven't either.
I haven't either.
If you watch the trailer, you've seen the movie.
Really?
There was one twist that you figure out in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
They go to space.
Yep.
Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
The girl?
Exactly.
With
what
the
happens.
Girl you're talking about?
Yeah.
The thing that she does at the end.
That would have been a great twist. If you've seen Jurassic Park 2, you've seen Jurassic World.
Jurassic World 2.
50th time. Isla Nublar, Isla Nublar. Like, no one even knows the name.
Isla, you're going to die. Don't go there.
So basically, a volcano is going to erupt because it's on a volcanic island.
Great idea.
In the second film, Jurassic Park 2, a company came to capture the dinosaurs to bring them back to the mainland to make another theme park out of it.
Right.
Jurassic World, a company is coming in to save the dinosaurs, air quotes on that. They're actually training them to be weapons, this, this, and that. So basically, the premise is the same. Bad guy company coming, take dinosaurs, leave. Good guys trying to prevent it from happening. Or...
Yeah.
Chris Pratt.
Basically.
Yeah. Basically.
Whose character the completely 180s from the first movie and like... you're just like, wait,
really?
What?
Yeah.
You've seen the first one, right? Yeah. Where he has his little raptor Blue, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, in love with Blue, and Blue's his life, whatever. And the second movie, like, Blue's gonna die. And they're like, let's go save Blue. He's like,
not
no.
feeling it.
Not, he's like, nah. He's like, you're gonna let Blue die? He's like, yeah. Forget Blue. It's like, who are you?
And then they had one twist where it was like, there was a little girl in the film with a guy. What, he owned the company that was trying to save the dinosaurs?
He was part owner.
He was the friend of the guy, that, of him.
Of the mom.
Part of him.
The friend we never knew about.
He was the other half of all the
everything.
Money, basically.
Right. So basically, his granddaughter was living with him because his daughter, her mother, died in a car accident. Mm. And they were like, oh, she's yada, 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 this, this, and that. In the first 5 minutes of the film, you just see this little kid running around. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, he was always so depressed about his daughter dying. He took his granddaughter in. And they're showing all these pictures of the mom. Mm-hmm. And then, like, halfway through the film, the little girl's looking at photo albums, and she sees her grandfather with her. It's like, oh, so she's just a clone. And then that was the big reveal for the whole movie.
She was a clone.
She was a clone of her mother.
Yep.
Oh.
They cloned her.
It's like, that'd be cool if you didn't hint at it 5 minutes into the movie.
But I'm going to say this right now. So many people didn't catch that.
Did you catch it?
I caught it. Yeah. So many people did not catch that.
I did not catch that.
There you go. Because you're looking at her.
I was watching
like,
dinosaurs,
minute.
Basically.
How is she?
That's
like,
what most
she
people were doing.
She must really look like her mom. And it's like, oh, wait a minute.
Let's not forget how much money
I caught it like...
made.
45 minutes into
the
movie.
Oh,
are you serious? Yeah. Jurassic World 1 was so much better than that.
People just like dinosaurs.
And that's the thing. That's what I heard. People were like, if you don't want to see a great movie with story, you just want to see the dinosaurs, see this movie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I'm upset about that.
I like dinosaurs.
I'm
your average consumer.
And then when it was going to get to the best part of the movie ends. And you're like, no.
Girl.
Yeah, mm-hmm. when the dinosaurs get released into the world.
Yeah, they're setting up for the third movie.
Uh-huh. And, bro, it's just like a neighborhood. And the raptor's like, ah, ah, ah. Little thing. And you're like, this thing's about to run into a neighborhood.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Do it one more time.
You snooze, you lose, bro. Bro, they're released into
yes.
the world.
Yeah, because the little, okay, they were going to die. They were going to kill off
oh,
the dinosaurs.
Okay.
Either they're going to die by gas or release
yeah, this
them
was the
into
part.
The world.
This is the really dumbest part. I'm like, oh, they're going to actually put a plot twist in this movie. All the dinosaurs are going to be gone. And that's the end of this.
But they said, then we couldn't
so
make
back
more
to
money.
The status quo.
And then the little girl, like, released them all, let them into the
okay,
wild.
So, but before the little girl does that,
oh, no.
there's, like, this gas pouring into this room. All these dinosaurs are going to die. And they're all just looking at each other like, we got to let them die because we can't let them out.
Anything.
And they're just looking at each other like, all our work for nothing.
Yeah.
And this little girl just goes... And they're, looking, they're, like, they're looking around.
Who
looking
did
at her,
that?
And she's like, what did she say?
She said, I can't let them die because if they weren't here, I wouldn't be here.
What?
No.
She part dinosaur.
Because I'm alive like they are. Something like that.
It was just really.
Well, hey, nah. The third one sounds good.
I do want to see them. Because okay, then this like cool, like they have like the, it's like a lion, and then the T-Rex comes in and they're like roaring at each other.
That was
like,
pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
Like he walked into a zoo?
Yeah, he walked into a zoo.
So it was pretty much a big tease for the next one.
Pretty much.
Basically.
Yeah.
It was a trailer.
And what's his name? Jeff
was
Goldblum was in
trailer.
The trailer. Like, oh, Jeff Goldblum's in this movie. He was in the movie for
talking
like
nonsense.
Maybe 2 minutes.
Really?
He was the best part of that movie,
did
guys.
He make it to the trailer?
He was the trailer.
What his trailer was his
my thing
to the
is
movie.
Like, what have we not learned? How many movies are we going
to
make?
How many people stop. Have to die before we realize
and it's
dinosaurs
a,
are not a good idea?
And it's
idea.
Always the same like type of character that dies. There's always like that army guy that turns out to be like a traitor who got hired for like a alternate means.
Yep.
He's always the one that dies.
The guy
oh, yeah. Like, he walked in, I told Alyssa, that guy's gonna die. I bet you that guy's bad and he's gonna die. Yep. Exactly what happened.
First 10 seconds on the screen, you're literally, like,
you heard him talking, you were just like, yeah. It was, I mean, I will say, like, I go to those movies and I just, like, you just want to hear dinosaurs roar half the time.
You know
like,
what?
I'm not going to sit there and pick it apart, but is it a great movie, plot-wise? Of course not.
Is this high art?
Not really.
No. I mean,
the first one was Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park,
yeah.
Original?
Oh, yeah.
That
was
movie,
art. Yeah.
Still haven't seen
them. I will say.
Same.
What? No.
George, you need
we're
to
We're going
to
have a marathon.
You've never seen Jurassic Park number one.
Nope.
The one that started them all.
Nope.
Dude, don't even watch the other. You've never seen it either. Okay, I've never seen, like, any movie in my life, but
I'm
I've
highly
seen
offended.
The original.
Is it on anywhere?
I saw them in theaters, like, three times
they
when
were.
They re-released
it. I don't know if they
still
are.
Oh, yeah,
I had it when I was a kid. My dad had a Laserdisc.
What?
No one had a Laserdisc. And the discs were, like, it was, like, DVDs, but, like, the size of, like, your head. They were
like
bigger.
A record.
They were huge.
What?
They were like records, yeah. It was, like, a record. And
vinyls
so
that
cool
played movies.
I've never heard of this.
Nobody else has either?
Yeah, it was kind of, like, in between. It was kind of in between, like, VHS and...
DVD.
Yeah.
They were just really big DVDs.
They were giant DVDs, yeah. The best part about those things was the boxes they were in. They were like these giant like box sets and you just slide them out with all like the artwork. They were so cool. But that movie, I remember like my dad had a surround sound with his subwoofer that was bigger than me. And like
cool.
When this he had this movie, I was probably like 6 or 7 and that thing like just I remember hearing it so loud and it just like shaking me. And the most iconic scene is like when they're in that car and that T-Rex is trying
yes.
to take them out.
Oh my god.
Dude, that is that's like when you're a kid, that is the scariest thing. Mm-hmm. And then the raptors in the kitchen.
Yep.
Oh no, bro. Like
oh, no.
I still hear like that tapping spoon and I'm like, no. And they make that little oh no. I will say Jurassic Park's like the graphics and everything, or like the way they made the dinosaurs, it still looks amazing to this
oh, yeah.
day.
Yeah.
If you go
yeah.
back and look at it, you were like, this was when? Like, this could have come out
yeah.
like last year.
Animatronic.
Yeah, and it was shot on film, so it looked like really real.
Mm-hmm.
But the part that I remember most, and I think is the most iconic from Jurassic Park, is they just see the, is it Brachiosaurus
mm-hmm.
in the beginning? Da-da-da-da-da. And that's what we all have in our memory. We're in the Jeep. But the vast majority of the movie was not that. The vast majority of the movie was them running from dinosaurs the whole time.
Because you're not afraid of the dark. You're afraid of what's in the dark.
Whoa. That was deep. That was deep.
Whoa.
His lung just
but
got
what
mine.
If there's dark in the
yeah,
dark?
Dude.
But if you're both in the dark, you can't see each other.
Oh, how the turns
whoa.
Of tables.
What if they can see you?
Can't see me if I can't see
scared
you.
Of. What if the thing that can see me, I can't see?
I got lost like a minute and a half ago.
Right?
Wow, we went on a...
Yeah, I don't even know where
super
we started.
Tangent.
Where
we left off George's cruise.
Listeners, have fun tracing that back.
It was a good time. Well, who's up next?